fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver!
Jim Jackson was 18, but he was small for his age, and so thin that people thought he was a couple of years younger. The horse he rode was one that was considered an outlaw.
Steady there, boy. Steady now. You needn't be afraid of me. No more than I'm afraid of you. Steady, steady down there. Easy now.
It was a big horse that seemed to hate all men. A horse that had been spoiled by mistreatment. Jim had bought the strong animal for practically nothing and learned to stay in the saddle.
All right, boy. Now run! Stretch him out! Yippee! Whoa, whoa, boy! Whoa! Whoa there!
That's the beast.
Hugh Jackson, want to talk to you.
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, golly, Mr. Jones, what are you doing at this stove-in ranch?
Marshall's here because I brought him here, Jackson.
Oh, I see. Mr. Grant, I'm sorry that my horse threw you, son.
And you'll be sorry, young
Jackson,
man.
That horse of yours came near to killing the banker's son.
I know it.
The beast is a killer. It's a killer horse.
Mr. Grant, I told Jeff not to try to ride him. I warned him.
Who are you to tell my son what he shall and shall not do? You wouldn't even have a place to sleep if I hadn't gotten you a job on this ranch.
Jeff took the horse when I wasn't looking, Mr. Grant. It's not my fault he was thrown.
Well, I vow the horse will never try to kill anyone else.
Jackson, the horse will have to go.
Go?
You've got to get rid of it before sundown.
You mean I...
Shoot the beast.
Oh, but he's mine. I paid $5 for him.
Here's your $5. Pick it up.
Now, see here, Mr.
Judge,
Grant.
Judge, pass the ruling, Jim. It ain't none of my doing. You've got to get rid of that killer horse. If it's here tomorrow morning, I'll shoot it myself. That's final.
I won't shoot you, big fella. I won't do it.
What matter? Oh. You got trouble?
No, I guess I got a cold in the head or something.
No, it not cold in the head. It trouble about horse.
I got to shoot this horse, but I won't do it.
Oh, plenty strong horse. Why you shoot him?
What's the difference?
You tell Tonto.
Is that your name?
You tell what happened, huh?
Tonto listened to Jim's story, then agreed to help the boy by taking the horse away so Jim wouldn't have to shoot it. Tonto left the killer horse with friendly Indians, then went on to meet his masked friend, the Lone Ranger. In the year that followed, the matter was forgotten. It was a year later when the men in front of the Big Pine Cafe saw a stranger dressed in the style of the Northern cowboy. The stranger had a powerful black horse that reared and plunged at the hitching.
Oh, there. Quiet down. Steady, I tell you.
There's a wild one.
Having some trouble, stranger?
Some horse you got there.
Powerful critter, ain't he?
Need some help, mister?
He's all right now. He always acts up this way when he don't like the looks of people.
Oh, he don't like our looks, eh?
What was it you called your horse, stranger?
Killer.
Kind of a curious name for a horse.
He's earned it.
Yeah? Kill somebody?
I'd advise you gents to stay away from him. Takes a man to handle that horse.
Now listen, mister. We're no greenhorns. You're in Texas.
Yeah. But you see, Killer's from Montana. He's used to men who know how to ride. Texans just irritate him.
Whoa. Just where do you come from, stranger?
North, and the name is Bates.
Well, Bates, what's your idea? Maybe we irritate you, too. Maybe you think we don't know how to ride.
Yeah, that's right.
Anybody can talk big when he doesn't mean to back it up.
Huh?
Who's the best rider around here?
The best rider?
Hey, there comes Bill Stedman. He's good.
Right on the ass, Bill Stedman. Yes, Bill! Hi there, Bill!
Bill's the man.
Come here, Bill!
Well, I'm coming. What's going on here?
Come here, Bill.
Yeah. What's on your mind, Sheriff?
Bill, here's a northerner that's belittling us.
Oh?
He says Texans can't ride.
Well, now, that's a right broad statement.
I got cash to back it up. Maybe it's too much to expect men to back their opinions with cash in a tin-horn place like this.
Now, listen,
Tin Horn, huh? How do you like that? Mister, you're going to bait these men too far.
Well, if you're so proud, sure of yourselves, why not make a little bet?
Now you're talking.
I got $2,000 to bet that there ain't anyone around here that's man enough to ride Killer. If that's more than you can cover by pooling your cash, take any part of it.
We'll take it all.
And as much more as you want.
You got only 2,000?
You show your cash, fella. Then stand aside and let me at that killer.
Oh, wait, just a minute. Long as there's cash on this, let's be fair to the horse.
Backing down, huh?
Oh, I'm not backing down. Here's the point.
Well?
My horse has carried me a long way today. He's tired.
Well, let Bill ride him. He'll wake him up.
After Bill rides him, I'll take him on.
Yeah, of course he can be ridden. If you're going to have one man after another try it till one of you stays on, any horse would weaken in time.
Then what's your notion of what's fair?
Well, how about postponing this until tomorrow sometime? Say tomorrow afternoon.
That's fair enough.
Put up your cash with the barkeep. Bed will be covered.
This contest ought to be held where there's plenty of room. Kind of cramped here in the main street.
He's right, Sheriff.
I rode across a plain to the north of town. How about having a trial out there?
Good idea. That's a good place. What time you reckon your horse will be rested up?
Well, I've got a couple of errands to do tomorrow. How about making around 4:00?
That all right with you, Bill?
Sure thing, Sheriff.
Pick your best man and see that he's on hand. I'll have Killer there.
We'll be there, Bates.
The whole town will be there.
With bells on.
Yes, sir.
By nightfall, word of the contest had spread through the town like wildfire. Everyone planned to attend the contest in the hope that the obnoxious man from the north would learn a costly lesson about the riding ability of Texas men. Tonto had been in town. He heard the news and carried it with him when he rode into camp that night to join the masked man.
Tonto, did you get a good look at this fellow who calls himself Bates?
He get good look.
Are you sure Bates is a man who went under the name of Ridgway at Center Springs?
That's right.
And he must also be the one who called himself Taylor that time over in New Mexico.
And there's something else.
What's that, Tonto?
You remember year ago, me tell you about a fella named Jim Jackson.
Jim Jackson?
Him not far from here. Him own killer horse.
Oh, is that the boy whose horse was sentenced to die?
That same feller.
What about him, Tonto?
That horse, same one Bates owns.
It is?
Me sure. Me know a horse any place.
Tonto, it can't be coincidence.
What that?
Bates has goaded people into these contests in several towns.
Oh.
And in each case, there's been a big robbery while the contest was in progress, while nearly everyone was out of town.
We go tell Sheriff?
No. That wouldn't do any good, Tonto. The sheriff knew about it. He'd talked to Bates. Possibly accused Bates of being in league with the outlaws. The contest would be called off, and so would Bates' plans.
Then what do we do?
We've got to find a way to get proof against Bates. Get the men who are working with him.
The following morning found the town crowded with men who had ridden in from the nearby ranches to see the man from the north humbled. No one paid any particular attention to the tall man in the working clothes of a cowboy. No one suspected that the almost legendary character, the Lone Ranger, had disguised himself to come to town and see what he could learn. It was Bates who held the center of interest in front of the cafe.
Well, fellas, 7 hours more before you pay off.
So you really think your horse can't be rode, huh?
You find out about riding. Bill can ride any horse ever live.
I've made my bet. I guess that shows what I think of your champ.
You will be feeling a heap different tonight.
Well, Bates...
Oh, hello, Sheriff.
Yeah, it's too bad you didn't ask some questions around here before you talk so much. If you'd have known a little more about Bill Steadman, maybe you wouldn't have wanted to bet.
Yeah?
Bill's won more top honors of rodeos round and about than you could shake a stick at.
Yeah. He's never rode a Montana horse.
He'll ride one this afternoon.
Say, something happened down the road.
What's going on?
Hank's coming on the run.
What you see on Hill? What is...
Fellers, Bill Steadman's been hurt.
What's that you said? What about Bill?
Come on, see him. Stage just came in. Some fool kid nearly walked in front of it. Bill twisted his back, throwing the fellow out of the way to save him.
Is he hurt so he can't ride?
I don't know.
Come on, we've got to go find out.
Yeah.
If Bill's hurt, there goes our $2,000. There ain't another rider around here half as good as Bill is.
Stars.
Ah, me know him.
You know him, Toto?
Ah, that Jim Jackson. Him feller who sell killer horse.
Come on, Sonic. Why'd you get in the way of that stage? Why'd you do it?
Oh, I didn't even see it, Jeff. I didn't mean to.
You didn't mean to? Why, dad rat, you skinny hide. You know what you've gone and done? You fixed it so our best man can't ride a bronc this afternoon. Yeah, you, oh, dead ratted, I could skin you.
Sheriff, it wasn't the kid's fault. Oh, my back.
Bill. Say that you ain't hurt bad.
You can ride, can't you, Bill?
Oh, I can't hardly stand. How in thunder could I ride?
Why didn't you let the stage run him down?
Yeah, why'd you have to be a hero or something?
Yeah.
Well, gents, I suppose you want to back out of the deal, huh?
No,
we'll find a man to ride your horse.
Sheriff.
You still around here? You better clear out of town.
But I can ride, Sheriff.
You?
Maybe I can make up for what I've done.
There's just one thing you can do, kid. Get out of town and stay out. You ain't popular around here.
But, Sheriff, I can...
Didn't you hear me? Get going before I jail you for being a vagrant. Go on, get going and keep going.
You ain't wanted in Big Pine, kid.
All you mean to us is bad luck.
You heard the sheriff. Clear out.
Damn proud of him.
You got your chance. You better take it before we make you sorry.
Oh, I'm leaving.
Jim.
Mister, I didn't mean no harm. Honest, I didn't. But I'm going if you want me to.
Wait. Don't you remember Tonto?
Tonto?
Ah. We talked one day, year ago.
Oh, yes, I remember. It was the day that I got rid of my horse.
Jim, how would you like to see your horse?
Oh, you mean that? Is he around here? Where is he?
I think fate must have sent you here. Come with us.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Now to continue our story. At noon, while the townsmen tried to find a bronc buster to take the place of Bill Steadman, the man who called himself Bates rode away on a pretext of resting his horse for the contest. 20 minutes outside of town, he reined up in a clearing.
Who? Jake. Pete. You here?
Here we are, boss.
They're staying back in the bush till we know it was you.
How's everything? Did you line up the town?
Yep. Cool now. Everything's all set. These gents sure rile up when you touch their pride.
What time's the contest to be?
4:00 on the plain north of town.
You think everyone will be there?
Count on that. I got them all so sore at me, they'll go 100 miles to see me humbled.
There won't be much of anybody left in town.
Only those that can't get away. Maybe a few women and kids.
What's our best bet?
The office of the stage line. There's folding money there, waiting for a special stage that'll leave tomorrow. We'll clean up plenty on this.
Stage office, huh? That's just fine.
At 4 o'clock, we take it over.
And where do we meet afterwards?
We're going to Grand Pass. I'll meet you at the camp we used last time we were there.
Right.
What'd you do, make your usual bet?
Yeah.
You're going to win it?
I am. They had just one man I was afraid might be able to ride Killer.
Huh? Had one man?
He was hurt rescuing a kid who came close to being run over by the stage. Boys, when we leave Big Pine, we leave a town that's stripped clean.
In the meantime, at the camp of the Lone Ranger and Tonto, not far from town, Tonto told Jim about his horse.
Me take horse to Indian village. Indian there, plenty friendly.
Well, what's the horse doing here in town?
Jim, the Indians were attacked and a number of their horses stolen.
Oh.
And one of the stolen horses must have been your black outlaw.
Then he's in the hands of crooks.
Yes.
If they haven't treated him right, I'll...
I think they've given your horse better treatment than they've given their fellow men. But, how about you, Jim? Tonto told me you had a job on the K-Bar Ranch.
Oh, that didn't last long. When I met the banker's son and made me get rid of the horse, he said things that got under my skin. I knocked him down.
I see.
Then Banker Grant made me lose my job. Since then, I've been traveling all around, working a little here and a little there, and, well, trying to find a steady place.
Jim, if you can still ride that horse of yours, I think you'll find a steady place right here.
Didn't you hear what the sheriff said to me? He told me to get. I'm downright unpopular in these parts.
I think we can fix that.
At 4 o'clock, a great crowd gathered on the plain north of town. Practically everyone was on hand, hoping to see the boastful man from the north made to admit that Texas had good riders. But there was doubt and head-shaking on all sides when the men looked at the fiery black horse that stood waiting.
If we only had Bill Stedman.
Yeah, only we ain't got him. Poor critter's down flat with that sprained back.
Boys, I don't like the looks of things.
Neither do we, Sheriff.
Where at is Jed Hawkins?
Right over there. He don't feel none too sure of himself.
Poor critter will feel a lot worse a few minutes from now.
Hey, Sheriff. Beach is coming over this way.
Sheriff! Where's the Sheriff?
Here I am. What do you want?
You holding the stakes?
Baldy right over there's got him.
All right. I just wanted it clearly understood that I expect to be paid off as soon as your man has been thrown.
You will be, mister, if he's thrown. Only don't be too doggone sure about that ahead of time. Maybe you'll get surprised.
Stedman isn't riding, is he?
No, but we got the next best rider.
Where is he? It's almost 4 o'clock.
He's right over there by your horse. Come along, I'll introduce you to him.
Lead the way.
Judd?
Yeah?
This hombre's named Bates. He owns this horse you're going to ride. Bates, this is Judd Hawkins.
Howdy.
How do you do? Think you can ride Killer, huh?
I aim to try.
I'm sorry for you.
Suppose we get down to business. You can tell a heap better when I make my try than you can from any talking I can do.
Yeah, perhaps you're right. You ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
I'll hold Killer while you're mounting. That's the only way you'd ever get in the saddle. And,
Yeah?
Well, all I wanted to say is that you're doing this at your own risk. I don't expect to be held responsible if you're injured.
Now, mister, don't you worry none about me. Just hold that little old horse while I'm in the saddle. And get out of the way, because there's sure going to be fur flying.
Don't stand back now. Make room so you won't get hurt. Judd's ready to ride. Get way back, everybody. That's right. Now stay like that and don't get in the way. All right, Judd, you can...
Hey, look, a masked man.
Hey, who's that a-coming?
A masked crook. Get out of his way. He'll ride you all down.
Get you out of here.
He's masked.
Who's with him? Who's that in the saddle with him?
Hey, that's the kid. That's the kid I told to clear out of town.
What's he coming here for?
Maybe we'll get reason to drill that troublemaker.
Hold up.
Who are you?
What's that mask for?
Hey, you stay where you are. Don't move. You're covered.
Take it easy, Sheriff.
I'm the law, hey?
I've brought a rider for you.
Like fun you have.
That's the horse.
Sure of it, Jim?
Yeah. Hey, boy. Hey there, fella.
What
What's he talking about?
If this is some sort of trick...
Dead ratted, stranger, I've got the drop on you. Put your hands up and take off that mask.
Don't be a fool. I brought a rider who'll win. Go on, Jim, hurry.
You bet I will.
Hey, make him get out of the way.
Judd's the one to ride.
Go on, Jim, hit that saddle and follow me.
Right.
This'll count as your trial. If that kid can't stay on my horse, you lose your bets.
Watch that boy.
He's your boy.
This way, Jim.
Get up, boy.
In the meantime, while the town was practically deserted, the Confederates of Bates reined up before the office of the stage line.
Hold on.
We'll make this fast, Jake.
Grab the cash and make tracks.
Right.
Afternoon, Judge.
Afternoon.
Didn't figure anybody'd be calling here with all the doings outside town. What can I do for you?
All alone here, are you?
Hey, who'd stay in town today?
Man, stick up your hands. Get him up.
Hey, what the...
And don't get no fool notions or we'll drill you.
Hold on. If this is a stick-up...
What's it look like?
Take it easy and do as we say and you won't get hurt.
Why, you crooks.
We're after the folding cash you got here. Don't waste time trying to tell us there ain't none. We know better. It's in that safe there right behind you. Now get it out.
You doggone...
Don't waste time talking.
Law, get you for this. You can't rob the stage line and get away with it.
Come on, open that safe.
Quick.
All right. I'll open it.
While the station agent dialed the combination of the safe, fast hoofs thundered across the plain north of town. The masked man led the way with Jim Jackson riding close behind on the powerful black horse. They were followed by Bates on the second horse of his string, the sheriff, and all those who had gone to witness the riding contest.
Kill him! Get that masked man!
Why not shoot?
Maybe the horse.
Sheriff, get that kid.
Hey, maybe the horse is running away with him.
I'll get him.
Put the gun down.
I'll show him.
That kid. He's doing what he said he'd do. He's running your route.
Yeah, but he's running away with
any more gunplay and I'll bust your arm. Get up there. Get up.
From time to time during the mad race, the voice of the Lone Ranger rose above the thundering hoofbeats.
Come to this.
The powerful white stallion kept half a length ahead of the strong black killer horse. It was a display of fine horse flesh and sterling horsemanship such as those who followed it never seen. In town, Jake and Pete thought they were having an easy time of it.
That's all the cash you need.
You sure about that?
Wouldn't try to hold out on us, would you, mister?
No, so help me, that's all of it.
I reckon it'll do.
Now then, mister, you just stand back there against that wall.
What are you going to do?
What do you think?
Sorry, but we can't let you tell the law what we look like.
You're not going to shoot me?
You wouldn't care to bet on that, would you?
Don't shoot, you promise you.
Promised a lot of things in our day. If we kept some of them promises, we'd have had our neck stretched a long time ago.
Hey, Pete, there's hoots. Come on, we got to clear out.
Right, Bates finished sooner than I figured.
You drop gun.
Huh? What the...
Oh! Good for you. Help.
Why, you...
Fix him. Oh, that's the idea.
Here, one more.
Good. That dropped the skunk.
My arm is busted.
I've got you covered. Make a move and I'll bust the other arm.
I need a doctor.
You'll get a lot of things you need as soon as the sheriff gets here.
Sheriff and plenty others in town now.
Where'd you come from, Indian?
Me come in side window. Me watch while Crook make you open safe.
You'll find yourself a nice reward from the stage line, Indian.
I can't stand this pain. It's killing me. Get me some help.
You'll just have to stand it for a little while. Open that door, Indian. Tell the sheriff he's needed.
Well, wait for a minute. Sheriff busy.
His business is in here.
There's plenty business outside, too. Him come here in a minute.
Everyone's reined up outside in the front. What's that doing there?
You see masked man there?
Hey, who's he? Is he with these two crooks?
No. Him not with crooks. Bates fella with crooks.
The one with the outlaw horse?
Ah, same fella. Here comes sheriff.
There's the two of them. Just like the man said. Hank's got him.
Hey, what happened here?
Hey, one's out cold.
My arm is busted.
Yeah, take over, sheriff. These two would have got away with the cash while their partner had all you men out of town if it hadn't been for that Indian.
Put the cuffs on these two. You've got no evidence against me, Sheriff. Nothing but the word of that masked man.
Besides what these two said about Bates, you'll get a conviction all right enough.
Well, Bates,
Looks like that masked man and Jim here intended us to chase him to town so we could get these two pals of yours.
Looks like Bates lost all the way around.
Yeah, how'd you like that riding, Bates? Nothing but a kid. But he rode your horse like nothing at all.
Hey, wait, where is that kid?
I'm right here.
Now, don't be scared, kid. We're with you. You sure redeemed yourself.
One question. Listen to me and answer straight. What's your state?
Well, I've never been out of Texas in my life.
Come on, Bates. You boys bring the other two. You'll have to carry one of them.
Oh, Chef, just a minute. That black horse.
You want that little old horse, Jim?
Well, it's mine in the first place.
It's yours again. Bates ain't going to need no horse.
I'll see here,
Bates,
Sheriff.
Bates, you... I said the boy could have that horse. You got any objections?
Well, no.
Take it, son. No. If you want to stay in town, you see me about a job.
Oh, golly.
But, what you going to call your horse? Can't call a good horse killer.
I'm going to call him Ranger.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.